There are many who terribly don't survive COVID-19, but when they do, you've probably heard some hospitals are using one of the world's oldest medicines to send them out the door, music. Here at St. Luke's in Allentown, Pennsylvania, and at Memorial South Hospital in Hollywood, Florida, the Rocky theme plays over a loudspeaker as patients pass through an honor guard of doctors, nurses, orderlies, housekeepers, administrators. Then there's the Beatles' Here Comes the Sun. It's one of the most popular songs. Mount Sinai Hospital in Queens, New York, is one of many that uses it.
I love it. I love it. And I actually will often chuckle to myself when I hear it on the loudspeaker because I'll see other colleagues who will start dancing and I've never seen them dance before in my life.
Eric Bludinger is an ER doctor at Mount Sinai. And then there's that anthem from the 80s. Okay, everybody sing.
Don't stop believing. Hold on to that feeling.
Journey's Don't Stop Believing, a huge choice for hospitals who want their patients to keep the faith. But in Detroit, that means even more. Patrick Irwin is with the city's Henry Ford Hospital. He's the Vice President of Human Services, a proud Detroit native. It was his idea to use this song. He joins us now. Patrick, why did you want to use this?
Well, I'm actually that person, the city boy born and raised in South Detroit. I grew up in Southwest Detroit, and so it has a double meaning. This song goes way back. Came out in 1981, and Detroit was in pretty hard times when that came out, and we weren't stopping believing back then, and we're not stopping now, and so we need something that would resonate with our team members and our patients that really captured who and what we are. You can't go to a sporting event or to anything in this area where that song doesn't come up, and even if you're not a Journey fan, that's a line everybody takes to heart, and so things are difficult, and we use this song to pick everybody's spirit up and say, don't stop believing. There are better times in front of us, and it was just a shot in the arm that we needed.
You mentioned the reference to South Detroit, but I'm wondering, too, how this feels to hear this song, because it is such an anthem, and you don't have any sports games or anywhere else where it's probably playing right now.
We really don't see that happening anytime soon. But there's other things that we can focus on. And to be honest, it really is building a better community. It's not always coming easy right now, but there's the old saying, are you your brother and sister's keeper? And our answer to that right now is, yes, we are.
Hmm. Oh, what's it like when you watch a patient go down that tunnel? You know, on either side are hospital workers and they're hearing this song. What's that like?
This hit like a storm. In those very early days, it was terrifying, and people weren't getting released, and it was a trail of tears. But this is not a city that takes a punch and lays down. We punch back. Mm. That's what makes Detroit so special. We just don't get knocked down. And so I'll tell you, when you see the patients walking through that tunnel, you really feel like you've contributed back to humanity. There's a quiet pride. But there's also a more boisterous, we won. And every single person is a victory. It's very emotional.
That's Patrick Irwin, Vice President of Human Resources at Henry Ford Health System. The song they salute recovering patients with is Journey's Don't Stop Believin'. Patrick, thanks so much for talking to us about it.
And my message to everybody else is, don't stop believing. Keep the faith. Faith in yourself, your fellow human beings, this country, and the world. We're good, and we're getting better.
Don't stop believing. Hold on to that feeling. Street light people. Don't stop.
And we'll have some of the videos of these grand exits from hospitals at hereandnow.org.